أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Trying to adjust the light here. Okay. Can everybody hear me? Yeah? Okay, great. Alhamdulillah. Let us get started. Jazakumullah khairan for coming out. There was a bit of a hiccup, I think, in the class recording access. I think it has been resolved. If you still have problems, please email me. And I'll forward it to IT services. They were having some issues. I think now they are resolved, alhamdulillah. So hopefully, you know, inshallah, we'll be able to proceed without any problems going forward. Okay, what we're gonna do today, inshallah, is something different. What we will do is, inshallah, the study of Surah Al-Mulk. This is, inshallah, going to be what we will do for the next few tutorials. You know, like a tutorial, we might take some time to do an activity or two. But by and large, now in the tutorial, we're going to try to take whatever we've learned and apply it to the Quran. Okay? And the surah that we're going to do that to is Surah Al-Mulk. We've done a basic study of Surah Al-Fatiha, and now it is time to proceed to Surah Al-Mulk. Surah Al-Mulk obviously is a little longer, so it has more content for us to work with. Now, what we'll do is we'll do the following things. We will label the words as ism fi'il harf. If the word is a harf jar, then we will look for the ism majrur afterwards. Certain isms, I will ask you some interesting questions about them. Others, I'll tell you some things about that will help us in understanding them. And we'll fill in the table here. I will fill in the table here that I had made for the tutorial, the break tutorial. I'm sorry, the handout for the break as homework. So we will fill that in slowly but surely. And also, we will try our best to translate these verses, thereby beginning the process of acquiring the vocabulary of these of this ayat. All right, let us look at the ayah firstly over here. This is Quran.com translation. It's a Professor Abdul Halim, but the word by word translation is, I believe, it's a different one. All right. Or perhaps I think it is they're using a mix and match of people's translations for the word by word. But we will try to utilize the word by word translation tool of this website. So, Tabaraka.
Tabaraka.
It is a, this is a fi'l. Tabaraka is a fi'l. Okay, and I'm going to write a F on it to denote it as a fi'l. And actually, I'm going to move this. Maybe I'm going to just do a couple things to make sure. Just to maximize my real estate here. All right. That is one thing. I'm going to make this a little smaller. All right.
All right.
Tabaraka, which is a fa'il. Tabaraka is a fa'il. Tabaraka means
Tabaraka.
Blessed, right? That he is blessed. From the word baraka, you know, you might know what the word baraka means, which means to have blessing. So that's where the word tabaraka comes from. All right. Alladhi is an ism. Alladhi is an ism. This is a special type of ism where it does not have root letters. Not all ism will have root letters. This is one of those ism, and because it doesn't have root letters, what we will do, or what we will not be able to do more precisely, is look at R3 and then determine the status based on that. Okay, so this is a complicated ism. We don't know how to deal with it yet, but in due time, inshallah, in a couple of weeks, we will most definitely learn about them. What does it mean though?
Alladhi.
Alladhi. It says he. We will translate Alladhi as the one who. Okay? The one who. That's I think a more precise translation, and it captures the essence of what it is being talked about. So blessed is the one who. Biyadihi. Biyadihi. Now, let's see. Can you, if I was to show you the translation, biyadihi, how many words is this? In English, it's three words. In Arabic, likewise, it is three words as well. Okay. What is the first word? The first word is bi. The second word is yadi. And the third word is he. Okay, these are three words that are here. Okay, just like in the translation we had three words, in whose hands. Okay, now the word bi is a harf. And particularly, it is a harf of jar. It is a harf of jar. Every harf of jar, I'm going to try to highlight it or box it in using this blue box. Okay? So that is our harf of jar B. What comes after harf of jar? Not ism, more precisely ism majroor, thank you, right? More precisely ism majroor. That's great, that's a good answer, alhamdulillah. Ism, definitely it is, but let's try to get the terminology where you have harf jar, and after harf jar is an ism majroor. Are you okay with that? Okay, what is the ism majroor in this case? People, are you there? Ah, alhamdulillah. Yadi, right? Yad means hand. Okay? B is a harf jar that means actually more than one thing. But in this case, B means in. B means in. B means in. Yadi, hand, and then finally he, that is, so this is obviously an ism majroor, right? In fact, you know, ism majroor, I'm just gonna leave it under orange here and write ism majroor here like that. Ism majroor. All right, and the ha, this is also an ism. Now, this is a very interesting looking ism. It's only one letter, right? He. In whose hand? Or in his hands, right? It is a dhamir, like Sister Vida is highlighting for us, a pronoun, right? His, he. These are pronouns, all right? These are pronouns. Have you studied pronouns yet? No. But like I told you, they are your friends. And we will use the opportunity to study the Quran as an opportunity to get familiarity with the pronouns before we dive deep into them and learn their meanings and their grammar. We will use this as an opportunity to do that. So he is a pronoun. Okay, he is a pronoun. More about pronouns will come later, inshallah. Okay, al-mulku. Al-mulku. Let me split the view here. Ah, yes, al-mulku. Right here. All right, tell me, people, al-mulku, ism, fa'il, or harf? What is al-mulku? Al-mulku is ism. How do you know? Awesome. The al. Jazakumullahu khairan. That is great. It is definitely an ism. What are the root letters for al-mulku? Meem, lam, and kaf. Okay. Its meaning, al-mulk, we can look it up in Edgetol. Excuse me. All right. Malaka is the past tense. What's the present tense? Yamliku. Okay. Yamliku. Then you have Malk, Al-Malk, or Al-Mulk, or Al-Milk as the master options. There's three of them. Al-Mulk, right? We're looking for Al-Mulk. Tabarakalladhi biyadihi Al-Mulk. You can tell me that Al-Mulk is actually, if I was to remove this NA and remove this family, can you tell me what family this is and what master or what member? It would be family one, right? And it's the master. Right? Do you notice that? Right here. These are the masters for family one. Al-Mulk, it's right here. It's master for family one. Are you with me, people? Right? Yay. Al-Mulk, if you continue to scroll through and read, eventually you will find Mulk under the indented part. Mulk means rule, reign, supreme authority, dominion, domination, dominance, all those meanings are there. What does Quran.com say? Dominion, authority, control. Let's pick dominion, shall we? Yes? Okay. Let's pick dominion. What is the meaning of al-mulku? The dominion, right? Because of the al. It's status, people. What is the status? Its status is al-mulku. Al-mulku. R3 has a dhamma. That would be a marfu'. Yes, indeed. Alhamdulillah. Jazakumullahu khair. I actually also, my transliteration, I often forget which convention I'm following. Salan just smiling. I don't know. Are we doing marfu with two O's? Let's do marfu with two O's. All right. Well, we have to add a apostrophe shout to lunch for the ayn. Marfu. All right. We'll do that. Okay. Number. That is the ayn. You're right. Number is one. Alhamdulillah. Singular, right? It is singular. It's gender. Masculine, mashallah. And it's type. Its type is definite, right, people? Why is it definite? Any ideas? The al. Thank you. All right. Very good. Alhamdulillah. I think, you know, everybody enjoys typing the small answers, like one or D-E-F-A-L, right? Which is good. I like that. Alhamdulillah. Definite. What is the type for Yadi? Sister Nadia, we won't talk about that just yet. The onion will be peeled too fast. But inshallah, it is coming next week. All right? All right, alhamdulillah. Al-Mulku. Wa. Ism fi'l harf. Harf, yay. Alhamdulillah. It means and. Okay. Now, I will ask you a question that seems silly. Okay. Is this connecting the ism after it to something before it, both in meaning and status? Long question. Let's pause for a second. Let's take a minute to figure out what does huwa mean. Okay, what does huwa mean? Huwa means
wa huwa
he. Right? It means he. Okay. Great. It is a pronoun, right? It is a pronoun and it is a pronouns are it's an ism. Okay, referring to a person, he or not person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this case. But the huwa is a pronoun that could refer to a person. It's an ism. Okay, now, you notice in Professor Abdul Halim's translation, do you see what he has done? Exalted is he who holds all control in his hands. Semicolon. Who has power over all things? Do you see what he has done? He is suggesting that this wow, the harf, is not the connector harf. Because the connector harf, as we know it, connects two isms in meaning and in status. Two things. Now, is the meaning related? Of course it's related, right? Is it like Subhadad is suggesting further explaining who Allah is? Absolutely. But just strictly from our definition of a connector harf, it does not qualify for that. Do you see why? It doesn't connect the meaning and status. The example is, for example, rihlata shita'i was-sayfi. That's the example of the connector harf. Ash-shita'i was-sayfi. Idha ja'a nasrullahi wal-fathu. Nasru fathu. The status is connected and the meaning is connected as well. So this, in fact, people, is a harf. It means and, but it is not a connector harf. Okay? Are you still with me? Inshallah. Don't worry. By the end of the session, this will make sense. All right? I'm laughing not because I'm contradicting myself. I'm laughing because I can imagine someone saying he always says that, but never does it make sense. I hope not, though. I hope you don't feel that way. I had a Tajweed teacher who would always say this. He would be like, oh, you learn that later. You learn that later. And then, you know, he would be like, when is later coming? Please tell us. But I kid you not. It is coming, inshallah. Okay? And some of these things, again, the idea of the Quran study part here is it's meant to expose us to examples that don't fit very snugly in our study, in the parameters of our study. These are examples that will be out of it, and that is like expanding your learning. Okay, it's like, you know, if you think of pizza dough, right? When someone's kneading pizza dough, they kind of like run the dough and stretch this dough, like using their knuckles, right? That stretching of the dough is kind of similar to what we're doing here. It's like we're stretching out our learning outside of the friendly confines of a Word document and, you know, very selected, curated examples to the real world, the Quran. So you will be exposed to, you know, examples that don't fit exactly our rules. That's okay, because we need to see that as well. Okay? That's one of the purposes of this. This is actually called in educational and in pedagogy, this is called the zone of proximal learning. Okay? Fancy term for basically saying taking someone out of their comfort zone and into like a situation where they're exposed to things that challenge them, but not so challenging that they just give up because it's too much, you know, for them to handle. So that's kind of where we want to be with this tutorial, inshallah. Okay? Now, wahuwa ala. Ala is a harf. Okay? Ala is a harf. In fact, we didn't do this, but here is another example of a harf jar. Okay, ala is an example of a harf jar. Okay, what comes after harf jar? Comes after a harf jar is ism majrur. Taib, great. What is the ism majrur for us here? The ism majrur is kulli. Excellent. That is our ism majrur, right? Well done. وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ. What does it mean? If you look at the word, وَهُوَ is, wa means and, huwa is he. عَلَى means over. عَلَى means over or on. And كُلِّ means every. شَيْءٍ means thing. Shay'in means thing. Can you tell me if it's shay'in is ism or fa'il? Shay'in is ism, alhamdulillah. And you can say that confidently. Why? Because it has tanween, right? Thank you. Very good, alhamdulillah. Jazakumullah khairan. Kulli shay'in. Kulli means every. Shay'in means thing. Qadirun. Ism, fa'il or harf? It is an ism, alhamdulillah, because of the tanween. Thank you very much. Jazakallahu khairan. Okay, that's awesome. MashaAllah. Let's look at what Qadir means. Qadir is one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al Qadir. It is also a description of Allah, the one who has power, Qudra. So here, Al Qadir is defined as all powerful. Okay? All powerful. In this translation, it says power over all things, most capable of everything, right? All of these are meanings of Qadir, someone who has power and strength and ability, all of that. Okay? وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ طيب, let's try to do something. Shall we? How is it clear that kulli is an ism? Excellent question, Sister Nadia. Anybody would like to answer that? Kulli. Kulli does not have tanween, but there's another, that's okay. Another interesting, what's before kulli? Harfjar, right? After harf jar comes what? Ism majroor. So after harf jar is got to be an ism. Oh, I know, but I told you that, right? Ala is a harf jar. So ala, right? So harf jar that you don't know, I will tell you. This is a harf jar. That's why I'm putting it in this blue box. How can we identify ala as harf jar? Right now, Uncle Ali, you can't. Okay? It's just a matter of vocabulary. Okay? That's why I am doing it for you by putting it in blue boxes. Okay? But over time, if you see this enough in inshallah, you will start to get to know these words more. Alright? And inshallah, we'll have a vocab sheet as well that lists out all the harfjar. Alright? And that allows you, if you want to memorize it, you can memorize it, alhamdulillah. But this is another way of trying to acquire vocabulary by seeing examples and seeing them again and again until it clicks in our brain. Ala is always a harfjar, correct. Ala is always a harfjar. Okay? Sounds good, inshallah? Alright, let's try to translate it. Okay, tabaraka. Do you remember what tabaraka meant? Tabaraka meant blessed, right? From baraka, maybe. If you look at this, baraka, maybe you can see it. Blessed is alladhi. Alladhi, we said, means the one who... I'm making one with a capital O because it is referring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Biyadihi. B means in. So in hand his. Yad is hand. And he is his. Okay. In hand his is actually... in his hand, right? In his hand. Al-mulku. Al-mulku, what is al-mulku? The dominion. Very good. The dominion. I'm actually going to do this, actually. The dominion. In his hand, the dominion. All right, we'll put a full stop here for a second. Is there something missing in the translation? Blessed is the one in who in his hand is the dominion. Okay, is the dominion. Wahua. Wa means and huwa he ala upon or over, right? We said over in the right over
ala
kulli. Every. Shay. Thing. Perhaps we'll make it everything like this, huh? Qadir. All powerful. Again, I'm making it capital because it's talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, am I missing something here? And he over everything all powerful? Sound like Charles Barkley here. And he is over everything all powerful. Oh, and his, oh yes, yes, thank you for that. All right. Sounds good? Oh boy. All right. Next ayah. Okay. Qadir. We didn't do Qadir, yes. Qadir. What are the root letters for Qadir? Qadir is Qaf, Dal, and Ra. Very good. The meaning we already discussed means all powerful. Right? Its status, Qadirun. Its status. Marfu, status, Sister Maryam. That would be the type. Right? That's okay. Alhamdulillah. It is all good. Number is one. A meaning singular. Its gender. Gender is masculine. And its type is indefinite. Thank you. Why is it not part of any families? Qadir is a pattern, brother Ra'id, that we did not study yet. That's why I put NA. It is part of a family, but we haven't studied that pattern just yet. Right? Alhamdulillah. Barakallahu fiqh. Okay, let's look at the next one. Next ayah. Trying to fit in everything as best as I can. Oh, yeah. All right, there we go. Okay, people. Alladhi is a ism fi'il harf. From what we just saw, from Tabarak Alladhi, it's an ism. Alhamdulillah. Khalaqa. 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 Hint. The status and the number, the gender, type are all NA. You see that? That's a hint for you. Khalaqa indeed, as you are saying, is a fa'il. Jazakumullah khair. Well done. Sorry. Alright, there we go. Khalaqa is a fi'il. That's well done, mashallah. Let's look at khalaqa. Alladhi meant the one who, right? That's right there. Khalaqa, let's look at that for a second. Khalaqa, the root letters I think are quite obvious. Kha, la, lam, and qaf. It is family. Family one. Very good. Khalaqa. Family one. Means to create, make, originate. Family one. And it is the past tense. Its meaning is خَلَقَ he created. Right? Sorry, is something loose here? There's a screw that's making a lot of noise and annoying me a lot. All right, he created. All right, he created. That's very good. Al-mawta. Ism fa'il or harf? Ism. Alhamdulillah. Very nice. Wow. Wa. Harf. Okay, let's look at al-hayata. Al-hayata after that. Ah, very good. Al-hayata is ism or fa'il or harf? Ism. Right? Again, the al tells us it's an ism. Okay, let's look at the meaning. Right? Al-maut is death. Al-hayata is life. خلق الموت والحياة. Death created death and life. Are the meaning connected? Yes. Is the status connected? The status is connected because you see this is mansub, excuse me, and this is mansub. So we will say this is actually a harf that is a connector, right? Connector harf. Yes or no? Alhamdulillah. Now you see how it's connector created death and life. Meaning is connected. The statuses are connected. We're good to go. We say this is definitely a connector. Liyabluwakum is complicated. Liyabluwakum. Liyabluwakum. If you look over here, we will use the terms later, Sister Vidad, for it. Okay. Liyabluwakum. Notice in the translation how many words there are. That he may test, let's make that one, right? You. Right? Five words, but really there's four Arabic words that are there in one way or the other. This is a complicated word. It's actually a full sentence. It's actually a full sentence. We will ignore it for now, okay? Because it is definitely quite complicated. But one thing you can perhaps note is the kum is the pronoun. And the kum, the pronoun, means you. That he may test you. The kum there means you. Okay? Now, let's look at the next one. Ayyukum. Ayyukum. Let's try something here. Ayyukum. How many words in English are there? Three. How many words in Arabic do you think are there? Tricky one. Okay. Ayyukum. I told you kum means you, right? Ayyu means which. Ayyu means which. The word of, as we'll learn on Monday, is a word that is implied in Arabic grammar. Just like, very similar to, the word is. It's implied. It's not really there. So, ayyu means which. Kum means you. Okay? If you were to label our words here, you would say ayu is a ism right here. This is a ism. And kum is an also a ism. Okay? Ism, ism. Ahsanu. Ahsanu is a ism as well. This is a pattern of ism that we have not studied yet. Ahsanu. It says best, as you can see the is in brackets. Amalan. Amalan. Ism fi'l harf. It is a amalan is a ism because of the tanween. Well done. Alhamdulillah. Now let's look at this. Amalan. What are the root letters? Ayn, meem, and lam. I think that's pretty straightforward. Its meaning, if you were to look up the word in Edgetall, you will find that you see that amila past tense, ya'malu, and then al-amal, the master. Al-amal is actually the master of family one. In fact, we can probably add this information here. I had said, I had put NA there, but you can actually add this one. And this is the master for family one, right? And this means what? It means to do, to act, to operate, to be active, to work. It means amal is doing, acting, action, activity, etc., etc. In the translation of amal here, we have deed.
Amalan.
See that? Deed. So let's, which one should we pick? What translation should we pick? Deed. All right, let's pick deed. All right, alhamdulillah. Deed. Amalan. It's status. Mansub. It's number. Singular. It's gender. Masculine. It's type. Indefinite. Mashallah. Awesome. Mashallah. As you see, amalan has tanween, right? That's why we're saying it is indefinite. Make sense? Right? Okay. Now, let's continue. Wa. Wa means and. Wa is a harf. Great. Let's look at huwa. What is huwa? Ism fi'l harf. Ism. Right? What does huwa mean? Huwa means he. Now, are these two connected in word? I'm sorry, are they connected in meaning? Deed and he? Not really. Are they connected in status? Not really. So this is just a harf. It means and. Not a connector harf for us. Okay? Al-Azizu. Al-Azizu. Ism fi'il harf. It is definitely an ism due to the presence of the al. Al-Ghafuru. Also, likewise, an ism. Okay. What does Al-Azizu mean? Al-Azizu. Excuse me here. Al-Azizu means
Al-Azizu.
The Almighty. Okay. Similar to Qadir, but Al-Aziz has the meaning of there is a glory in that might. Okay. And Qadir is power and strength and dominance. Ghafoor, the oft forgiving, the one who forgives a lot. Al-Ghafoor is one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Aziz and Al-Ghafoor. And it's actually a very beautiful combination if you think about it, that Al-Aziz is the one who is mighty, has glory, someone who is exalted. From the word Izza, which means having honor and glory. But that would become, if it's only that, it could become tyrannical. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings up Al-Ghafoor, His forgiveness, to show that perfect balance between power and forgiveness. And that He subhanahu wa ta'ala has. And then also, if it's just Al-Ghafoor, forgiveness, that is out of balance because it could be perceived as a weakness. In fact, it could be a weakness. Whereas the two together, Al-Aziz and Al-Ghafoor, is perfection. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, Al-Aziz Al-Ghafoor. It's a very common Quranic strategy to pair two of Allah's names together, and their pairing brings about a perfect amazing meaning that captures who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is through His beautiful names and His attributes. Also interesting in this ayah is خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ, created death and life. You would expect it to be life and death, right? The order of the two words. But death and life here is to allude to a few things. One is that before we're born, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in His record the time we're going to die. Allahu Akbar. Right? I mean, think about that. We spend a lot of our time, a lot of our lives worrying about stuff. And Allah's before the soul, or the moment the soul is being blown in the fetus of in the womb of the mother and the fetus, that moment, what's written for that child is how long the child is going to live. Right? Allahu Akbar. So al-mauta wal-hayata, right? In fact, it's, you could say, like, the death was written even before the person was really a person. Another reason could be, Allahu A'lam, is that al-mauta wal-haya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to test us the result of the test, right? لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ, the test is in haya, but its result is in after the death. And that is why perhaps, wallahu alam, death has been brought before. All right? It's just a couple of interpretations or some reasoning provided for why that is the case. Allahu ta'ala alam. All right. Let's look at the translation here, shall we? Alladhi. What does alladhi mean? The one who khalaqa, he created al-mawta, the death, wa, and al-hayata, the life, the لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ, like I said, it's complicated. So I'll translate it as so that he may test you. Okay. أَيُّكُمْ, أَيُّكُمْ, أَيُّ, which, and كُمْ is you, أَحْسَنُ, remember أَحْسَنُ was best, best, عَمَلًا, deed. All right, now let's look at the translation again. The one who he created, oftentimes when the fa'il, right, is put inside the sentence, the pronoun becomes redundant. So here is that example. The pronoun becomes redundant, we remove it. The one who created the death and the life, also sometimes the part becomes in the translation irrelevant, because it's kind of understood. Do you know what I mean? Created death and life so that he may test you, which of you, what goes here? Is. I'm adding is in brackets. Do you remember why from last class? Because it is implied you are correct, Sister Bridget. MashaAllah. Which of you is best deed? Or best deed indeed? Right? Now, here is something that that I was hoping we could spot without knowing why, but kind of spotted. How there are things that are implied in the Arabic grammar. Things that are implied in the Arabic grammar that are not like actual words. Okay? That's why it's important for us to learn the grammar. So when we put it all together, it makes sense. There is actually a grammatical construct here. أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Okay? And that grammatical construct is what gives us the meaning of in. You see? That's also actually the construct that gives us the meaning that أَحْسَنُ means best here. Okay? Because أَحْسَنُ could also mean in certain circumstances better. Right? But that grammar rule is what dictates both of those things. So that's why it's kind of like these things I'm hoping that you see, that they're implied. These are actually grammar rules that we will cover, inshallah ta'ala. The is part, we already started that discussion on Thursday, and inshallah on Monday, we will conclude that discussion. The off, we will start that discussion inshallah on Monday. How and why and when is the off implied? Okay. So that's the translation. Wa huwa, wa means and he. Oh, huwa is he. Al-Azizu. The Almighty, Al-Ghafuru, the All, or the, I think the translation was oft forgiving, right? I like that. Oft forgiving, all forgiving is also true, right? But oft forgiving, I think is, it's also nice. Okay, what am I missing here? And he the Almighty, the oft forgiving. He is, right? He is. the Almighty, and also a comma here, the oft forgiving. All right. Alhamdulillah. Let us before we proceed to ayah number 3, listen to the recitation of these two ayat, inshallah, and ponder over the meaning that we've just discussed. Shall we? Inshallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء
Alhamdulillah. All right. Let's look at the next verse. Alladhi khalaqa. What do I do with this? Hold on. Sorry. I'm trying to figure out how to fit this. Probably have to move this guy over here now. Sorry, the camera or the video is going to be in a random place. Okay, right there. I guess that's the best possible situation. Roll it on. There. Real estate for the screen is very valuable for us here. Alhamdulillah. All right. So, next. Next ayah. Alladhi is ism fi'l harf. Ism, alhamdulillah. Khalaqa is a fi'l, right? Very good. Alladhi meant, what does alladhi mean again? Remind me, please. Alladhi is the one. Who? Excellent. Alhamdulillah. Khalaqa. He created. Very nice. Jazakumullah khairan. Sab'a is a ism. Sab'a is a ism. It's not entirely obvious. That's why I'm telling you. And sab'a means seven. Sab'a means seven. All right, let me put this up here. Sab'a means seven. Okay. Samawatin. Ism, fi'l, harf. What is it? Ism. How do you know it's ism? Because of the tanween. Very good. Samawatin is an ism. Let's look at the ism here. The root letters for samawatin. It's a hard one to ask you, but let's see if you can get it. Seen. Right? Samawat, right here, right here. Samawat. Seen. Meme. Wow. Right? Samawat, Seen, Meem, and Waw. Very good. All right, let's look at the meaning. The meaning, what does it say?
Samawatin.
It says heavens. What is the word for Jannah? The translation of Jannah? Paradise. Also, heaven, right? So if we look up the word heaven in Merriam-Webster, it says the expanse of space.
Heaven.
The expanse of space that seems to be over the earth like a dome. The brightest star in the heavens. Often capitalized, the dwelling place of the deity and the blessed dead. Merriam-Webster is teaching some interesting aqidah. But apparently, capital H, heaven, is Jannah. Hopes to go to heaven when she dies. Lowercase heaven is the sky. That is why in many translations, you will find, right? You will find Samawat translated as heavens. In fact, the correct translation would be, or the more precise translation would be, skies. Okay? Because we use the word sky. You don't say it's raining from the heaven or raining from the heavens. We don't say that, right? Say it's raining from the sky necessarily. We do? Oh God, it's a sludge. I don't know if we agree on that one. Yes, alhamdulillah. I do remember the word heavens. I do remember like hearing it in like some entertainment, and even whatever little books I read. Some I do have some recollection of it, but we will go by skies. Okay. All right. At-tibaqan. Oh, forget about it. Sorry. Hold on. I forgot. Status here, oh people. That's like half the answer. Because if you jog your memory to, say, if I was to show you the, if you remember from like Salihat, is actually Mansub and Majroor, isn't it? You see that? So let's put this back here. Mansub / Majroor. Is there a word for that? Mansub / Majroor? No, there isn't. How do we know which one? Excellent question. Inshallah, on Monday, you will be able to tell me that this is Majroor. Okay? On Monday, you'll tell me Samawatin is Majroor, inshallah. But right now, since we don't know how to differentiate between Mansub and Majroor, right now we're putting both as the possibility. Okay? This is a gradual step. it can only be mansub or majrur. Like once you know all the grammar rules, it's going to be one of the two. It will look exactly the same for both. Right now, we don't really know how, or we don't really know why something is mansub or majrur. Right? We don't really know that. We only know majrur for harf jar. But once we know why things are majrur and why things are mansub, then you can definitively tell me, not mansub slash majrur, you will tell me then mansub or majrur. Make sense, inshallah? Sister Omarim? This is like a step, it's like the training wheels of a bike. Okay? I don't want to take them off and then, you know, you fall down. Right? It will take it off when you're rolling, inshallah. Number. Samawat. Right? So plural. Excellent. Gender. Is it masculine? Look, the masculine one, the plural is salihuna, salihina. The feminine plural is salihat, right? Yes or no? So, since it's a feminine plural, its gender is feminine, right? And is it definite or indefinite? It is indefinite because of the tanwin. Okay. الَّذِي خَلَقَ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ Seven skies. طِبَاقًا اسم فعل حرف. اسم. What does طِبَاقًا mean? طِبَاقًا means like stacked. One above another. Okay? One above another. Let's go back to our translation. Let's try to figure out if we can translate this small sentence so far. Alladhi. The one who khalaqa. He created sab'a seven samawatin skies tibaqan. One above the other. Stacked also is good, but just I'm going by the translation here, right? One above the other. Okay. The one who created seven skies, one above the other. Okay. Make sense? Alhamdulillah. Let's look at this word. Ma is a harf. Ma is a harf. There's many, many types of ma, by the way. This is the joke I tell people. Usually I tell this in person because then I can see what the ethnicity of the people is. But I can guess, you know, some of you come from Urdu or you know, like backgrounds where you have some exposure to Urdu. I'll say that there's so many types of ma in Arabic that you will say afterwards, Meri ma. Meri ma means my mother. Usually an expression to say, oh Lord, right? So it's going to come. Those ma's are going to come in full force. But right now, this ma is a harf. This is an easy ma. harf. And this ma harf means not. It means
ma.
Not. Okay. Tara. Tara is a fi'l. Tara is a fi'l. Because the grammar, the meaning of ma is known. The thing is that we have like a chicken and egg problem, right? The vocab helps you understand the grammar. The grammar makes sense of the vocab. You see? So the word ma could mean not. It could mean the thing which. Ma could mean what. It could mean like asking a question. So what as in like connecting, you know, what happened, like that kind of what. Right, like a conditional sentence. It could mean asking a question. Ma hadha, what is this? Etc. So there's all these like different meanings. So now, if you knew all the vocab, you could figure out by the looking at the sentence, oh, this is the only one that makes. Conversely, if you knew the grammar and some meaning, then you could estimate what meaning is being intended. You see? It's really, there's no like one thing before the other. So what we're trying to do is I'm trying to like just give you some words. Okay. And slowly we'll learn the grammar around those words. And as we learn the words and as we learn the grammar, and inshallah, when the two come together and they click, then you can start to make sense of the rest of the variations. Does that make sense, inshallah? Alhamdulillah. Now, ma tara, ma means not, tara means you see. Fi, what is fi? We know this one. Inshallah. Fi is a harf jar, yay. Harf jar from the class, right? Fi alladhi yuwaswisu fi sudurin nas. Remember that example? Fi jidiha hablum min masad. Okay, so now this is my harf jar. What comes after it? Ism majrur. What is my ism majrur? My ism majrur is what word? Khalqi, right? That's what I was asking. It was not a trick question. Khalqi. Ism. Majrur. Correct? Harf jar followed by ism. Majrur. Khalqi. And you can see its status is majrur. Correct? Let's look at khalqi over here. Khalqi is the same root letters as before. If I was to look up the word in our friend Hanswer, khalaqa yakhluqu al-khalq. What is this? Master, thank you. Which family? Family one, right? This always is family one master. Correct? Do you remember that? This always is family one, past tense and present tense. Right? I hope you didn't forget that. All right. So, question from Ali Uncle is that, is ma always a harf? Ma is not always a harf. Sometimes it's an ism. Yes. When? Oh, when? Like I said, when we're done, you'll be like, very ma. Don't worry. When it comes, inshallah, this is actually like an advanced topic. This is not, we're not going to talk about this in semester one or two. This is semester three stuff. It comes under the title or under the subject of conditional sentences. You know, if, then, right? Those kind of sentences. In Arabic, they're very rich. There's a lot of depth to them. And the Quran is filled with them, subhanAllah. It's a tragedy that people study sometimes grammar and never get to the conditional sentences. The Quran is just like, it's everywhere, subhanAllah. And they're so powerful because the meaning is so rich. So when you get to that, inshallah, that's when we'll see all the different variations. Or probably we'll see how, what ma looks like in that case, and also like other variations of ma that are not conditional sentences. You see, that's when we'll talk about ma as the ism and ma as this or that. Okay. Alhamdulillah. Continuing on, khalqi is mastar. Khalqi means it's the masdar, right? So it means creation. Very good. Yes, it is only ism or harf, alhamdulillah, not a fi'l. This is creation. There was actually a great Arabic grammarian. I think it was what was his name? Farahidi, I think. Farahidi was, I think he was of Persian descent, a great scholar of Arabic grammar. I think it was Farahidi. He once said that, I think it was him, when he was dying, he said to like his students, he's like, you know, I still don't know if hatta is an ism, fi'l, or a harf. That was like his dying, you know, like regret. Like, I wish I could like definitively tell you guys. The point is, that was, it's, you know, it's like a difference of opinion, but it's a funny thing. Think about it. Like, the man's dying and his regret is he doesn't know whether a word is ism, fi'l, harf. Okay. So if you feel that way right now, look at that, alhamdulillah. There were people before us who thought the same thing. Alhamdulillah, but we're not discouraged. Okay. Creation. Status of this, people. Tell me, please. Status is majroor. Excellent. And that is obvious, inshallah, because it is ism majroor, isn't it? All right. Its number is singular. Its gender is masculine. Its type, you'll tell me on Thursday, inshallah. You can't tell right now. Okay? You can't tell right now. Inshallah, on Thursday, you tell me. Okay, all right. Fi khalqi ar-Rahmani. Ar-Rahmani is, of course, an ism, right? The merciful, right? The most merciful, definitely. Min, do you remember min? Means from. It's a harf of jar, correct. Alhamdulillah. That was from Min Sharril Waswasil Khannas, from the class, you might remember, right? What comes after it? After Harf Jar? Ism Majroor. Ism Majroor here is Tafawutin. Tafawutin. You see how Tafawutin is Majroor? Perfect. It is Majroor. And of course, it's an ism. Let's translate this, inshallah. We have ma, which means not. Right? Ma means not. Tara. Tara was, remember? You see. Very good. Fi in khalqi creation ar-Rahmani, the most merciful, min from tafawut. Tafawut is, can you guess tafawut? Guess from the context, actually. Let's see. You will not see in the creation of the most merciful any what? Imperfection, excellent. Any
tafawutin.
Any fault. Right? Any fault. Flaw. All right. Let's take the word, let's take it to mean fault for now. Okay? Look at what it says. Not you see. What does this actually mean? You won't see. You will not see, you won't see, in the creation of the most merciful. Right? From, min usually means from. Sometimes min could change meaning. It could mean something else. Here it means any. Okay? Why is that? It's because there's a negation here, right? You see there's a negation. Ma tara. That negation could often changes the meaning of min. That's like a higher level of like meaning. But I'm sharing it with you because I think you can handle it, inshallah. Okay? Min means from, but sometimes, particularly when it's a negation, its meaning could be any. Okay? Are in and of both implied? Yes, indeed. And no, in is not. In is fi, sorry. In is fi. Of is definitely implied. In is fi. All right. How much time do we have left? Oh, okay. Farji'il basara. Farji'il basara. Okay. Look at farji'i. Fa is a harf. Okay. Fa is a harf. I'm here with this word. Irji'i. It is, in fact, A word. Can you guess what type of word it is? It is a isim fi'l or a harf, people. What do you think? It's a fi'l. Very good. It's a fi'l. Okay, let's look it up. This is a hamzatul wasl or a hamzatul qata? It's hamzatul wasl, right? Okay. So it's a hamzatul wasl. That means it cannot be family four, right? Correct? That also means it can be family two. Family two has shadda. So most probably it is family one. Alhamdulillah. Let's look it up. Ra, jim, and ayn. Ra, jim, and ayn. You see that word right there? Okay. Tell me. Ra, ja'a. What is the past tense? Oh, that's right. What's the present tense? Look. Yar. What goes on? There we go. R2 takes a kasra. Yarji'u. Right? Yarji'u. Command tense. What do I do? Two words. Chop, chop. Right? Chop the ya. Chop the dhamma on the ayn. I'm left with this. I can't pronounce this. So what do I add? Hamzatul wasl. If you're starting on it, it will be irja. But in this ayah, we are joining it, right? The fa is joining, continuing the sound, so it becomes farjir. Now this kasra, remember, there's a sukoon on the last letter of this word and a sukoon on the first letter of the next word. What happens when you have sukoon at the end and sukoon in the beginning? The sukoon in the end changes to a tashkil, like a dhamma or a fatha or a kasra. And this one changes into a kasra. Remember we spoke about min al jinnati? Do you remember that? Min al jinnati. Min had the sukoon on the noon. And then the lam had the sukoon. And then I said that can't work, so it has to become min al. Here you have sukoon and sukoon. And that sukoon has turned into a kasra. Okay? But this is in fact irja. It is family one. It is which member of the family? Command. And its meaning would be you come back, return. Let's take return. You return. All right. Farja, you return. Al-Basara, ism fi'l harf. Al-Basara is a ism. Very nice. Al-Basar means, Al-Basar means
Al-Basara.
The vision. Okay? It means the vision. Hal is a harf. Hal is a harf. It's asking a question. Tara. Can you tell me what tara is? Tara is a fi'l. What does tara mean? We're almost done. Sorry, people. Tara means... Tara means you see, right? You see. Very good. Min is a harf of jar. Yay. Harf of jar. Where is the ism majrur? Which one is the ism majrur? Futurin. Futurin. Ism majrur. Futur means flaw.
Futur.
Flaw. Okay, let's finish up this by translating. Farji' fa means so. Irji' you return. Al-basara. The vision. Hal, which means do. Tara. Do you see min from futur? Futur is flaw. Okay, now if you were to make sense of our translation here, what would be that? So you return the vision. We can take this and put it here. Right? So you return the vision, i.e. what do you think it means? So you look again, right? Look back. Do you see from flaw, i.e. do you see any flaw? All right, that is ayah number 3. Alhamdulillah. So I hope. Yes, exactly. Min will change to any. Alhamdulillah. Is min always harf jar? Yes, min is always harf jar. All right, alhamdulillah. I hope this was good and you all liked it. This is how we will proceed with our tutorial to try to, again, get our practice of grammar, but also practice acquiring vocabulary, also get to learn some Quran, and also to review whatever it is that we have learned in grammar, inshallah. Walhamdulillah, jazakumullahu khairan, inshallah. With that, we will end. Thank you for staying till the end, inshallah. I will see you all on Monday. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah, you will.